Well, how important is your local ER? According to my next guest, it's very, and there have been some updates. North Ottawa Community Health System has done its groundbreaking, and it's unveiled its additional details for a state-of-the-art ER and model of care. Chief Communications Officer with this great health system, Jennifer Van Sciver, to talk about it. Jennifer, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Shelley.
Thank you for being here. We all know that the emergency room, the ER, is an essential resource for our community, and North Ottawa Community Health System has stepped up the raised the bar here. What's happening?
Oh, lots is happening. It's been 3 years in the making, Shelley, and we are delighted to have broken ground on the project finally. We're going to be welcoming to the community in about 14 months, which is our construction schedule, a new state-of-the-art emergency department, as you said. It includes new construction and also renovation. And when it's all said and done, we're going to have a floor plan, a footprint of about 15,500 square feet of transformed emergency care.
Let's talk, first of all, some basics. North Ottawa Community Health System, what's your 101?
We are located in Grand Haven. Our health system includes an 81-bed community hospital. It includes long-term care. It includes a fleet of EMS trucks. It includes primary care and specialist physicians. It is a complete continuum that's serving the Grand Haven and Lakeshore communities.
Let's talk on the specifics of the emergency room. I understand from a physical standpoint, the community will see sweeping improvements, including a much clearer entrance?
Absolutely. Certainly when you're in a state of panic and in an emergency, you need to know where you're headed. And the configuration of our emergency department as it stands currently is on the back of our hospital campus. And it's a little bit confusing as to exactly which entrance to use to get there. We needed to rectify that. Additionally, the emergency department, in addition to being easier to find and a clearer beacon to locate, we're also going to be increasing our space. We're adding 6 additional rooms and beds to our configuration, which is really important because our emergency department is beyond capacity as it sits currently. It was built 23 years ago with a footprint that could see 11,000 visits a year. We're still in that same footprint, and today we're seeing 19,000 visits a year. And with healthcare expansion, now that more people have insurance and they're accessing healthcare more often, we're seeing an influx of patients coming into the emergency department. And we think within the next 2 to 3 years, our capacity, or I should say our utilization in the ER, is going to go up to at least 24,000 visits a year, and that's conservative. So clearly, we needed to expand. But more important than that, Shelley, is the methodology with which we're choosing to expand. The idea here isn't to get bigger, because as we've looked into the data inside of our emergency department, like many across the country, are experiencing a lot of misuse and overuse. People are choosing to come to the emergency department without having a real emergency. And unfortunately, it's because they feel they don't have any other place to go, whether it's a mental health issue that's bringing them there, whether it's a lack of access to primary care, whether it's a mismanaged chronic disease. People are coming to the emergency department when they really ought to have been seen medically in a different setting. And unfortunately, that's the most expensive place to seek care. And we've got to start to change that trend.
But other opportunities will be that you will offer a mental health safe room and you will have a CDC standard decontamination room.
We absolutely will. We've built into the design, it took us a year of multidisciplinary planning meetings, not just with our personnel internally at the health system, but also we brought in collaborating agencies like the United Way and different mental health agencies because we wanted to get their input into how to make this a more efficient place and a more useful place and a place that could really become more of an intersection point in people's lives, Shelley. So for those folks who are coming to us incorrectly, they're not doing it because they want to. They're doing it because they don't feel they have any other alternatives. And so by bringing in collaborative partners and by making our internal team multidisciplinary, what we were able to do is get all the best minds around the table to essentially redesign how we deliver emergency care. So inside of that space, yes, we will have mental health designated rooms that are actually outfitted to make sure that the patient, our staff, families, and visitors remain safe. We have the CDC decontamination rooms, which is wonderful. We hope bioterrorism is never a threat out on the lakeshore, but diseases do break out. Chemical spills happen, and we need to be prepared for those types of things, too. And we also have a collaborative space that's dedicated inside of the emergency department footprint that can welcome in additional community resources for those folks who need access to things like basic needs or mental health interventions. And those are not things that we have in our current emergency department right now. And with those things all working in concert, the goal here is to be able to get fast, efficient care for the people who are experiencing a true emergency and give additional access and resources to people who actually are not experiencing a true emergency, but have come there because they feel they have no other place to go. So we're going to give them what they need in the hopes they don't repeat that pattern.
When does this all take effect?
It all takes effect beginning September 1st, and 14 months from now, from that date, I should say, we'll be celebrating a ribbon cutting with you.
Yay. Jennifer Van Sciver, how do we find out more information about this great future?
I'm glad you asked, because we do want people to track the project. You can go to NOCH, that's NOCH.org, and once you get to our website, you'll see a link there to our Pulse campaign. The name of our fundraising campaign is The Pulse, for obvious connections back to medical reasons, but we also have entitled it that because we want people to track the progress of the project. And if they're impressed by what they see, we hope that they'll also support us by giving to the campaign. So we've got it's a $10 million project that they're building. We're asking the community to support us with $2.5 million of that total. We're about $500,000 shy of our goal. So all the support we can get really matters. You can also donate at NOCH.org, and clicking on the Pulse link will get you that information too.
Keep the faith. Thanks for the conversation, Jennifer Van Sciver, Chief Communications Officer with the North Ottawa Community Health System. See you around.
Thanks, Shelley. Bye-bye.